There shall be showers of blessing. Are we ready tonight? Your hand. Your hand. There shall be showers of blessing. Everybody now.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is a promise of love. There shall be season refreshing. Then from the Savior above. Falling, but for the showers we please.
Your hand, let's worship it. Everybody, showers of blessing.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Let the drop randoms are falling.
Oh, yes.
But for the showers who bleed,
the windows of heaven are open.
Blessings are falling tonight.
This night.
Joy in my heart. For Jesus makes everything right.
He makes everything right. Yes, sir.
I gave him my oath at Gamel. He gave me a robe of your wife. I'm feasting tonight on the manor. That's why I'm happy.
Say it.
The windows of heaven are open. Blessings are falling tonight. There's joy in my heart.
For Jesus makes everything right.
I gave him my old testament. He gave me a robe of your wife. I'm feasting tonight on the manor.
Oh, yes.
That's why I'm happy today.
Your hand. Worship the Lord. Worship him. Everybody, oh hallelujah, the windows of heaven are open.
My blessings are falling tonight. There's joy in my heart. For Jesus makes everything. Hallelujah.
I gave him my own sacrament.
Jesus has given me a robe of your wife.
Oh, yes.
I'm visiting today on the manor. Why I'm happy today. He cared for you.
He cares for you.
Through sunshine and shadow. He cared for you.
Hallelujah.
I say He cared for you.
He cares for me.
He cared for you. Through sunshine and shadow. Get it for you. Let me hear your hands. Go ahead. Jesus cares for you.
He cares.
I say he cares for you. Jesus cares for you. Through sunshine and shine. Jesus cares for you. Oh my God cares for you. Through sunshine and shadow. He cares for you. Hallelujah. He cares for you.
Oh yeah. yes.
He cared for you,
through sunshine and shadow.
He cared for you. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. I have a reason, I don't know about you. Somebody lift up your hands and worship him. There is something that makes me come into your presence.
My helper.
My helper.
Oh, my helper.
My helper.
Oh, my helper.
There is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper. My helper.
My helper. Oh, yeah.
My helper.
That's why we are
helper,
here. That's
helper,
why we are here. My helper.
My helper.
My helper.
My helper. There is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper. Your hands. Uh-huh. Somebody lift up your hands and worship the King that was not created. Oh Lord,
uh-huh.
You are lift up my soul unto thee, oh Lord. You are lift up my soul.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. Oh, oh my God. God. Oh my God. I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let all my enemies try over me. I say unto thee, oh Lord.
Yes, so.
Jehovah Jireh, you are lift up my soul. My soul, unto thee, O Lord. Unto thee, you are lift up my soul. Oh my God, oh my God. You are my God, I trust in thee.
Baba.
Let me not be ashamed, let all my enemies try over me. Your head, your head, your head.
Hey.
Say my humiliation. To kill me, expose and disgrace unto those who see by now fall. Oh, oh my God, you are the mighty battle. Let me not be ashamed, let all my enemies try over me. Somebody say unto thee, unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, oh my God,
you are lift up my soul.
Oh my God! Unto thee,
O Lord. Lift up my soul.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed.
Oh yes.
Dry over me. The God of vengeance is here. He that supplies God in.
Worship him, worship him. Give me worship, give me worship. What shall we say today?
Today, oh.
Today.
I will lift up my voice and pray.
Today,
today,
today, today.
I lift up my voice and pray.
Worship
all
him.
I know, all I know, you are always there for me. Almighty God, you are my only hope. All in all, no matter what I face, when success come my way, I will pray.
Say, say.
What can I say today?
Yes.
Today, today,
today, oh, I will lift up my voice.
Oh yes, all I know.
Worshiping my God. Hallelujah. You have two hands. Use those two hands and worship God. Let me hear you. Hallelujah. You don't understand. If you use that hand to worship the Lord, anything you do with that hand shall prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. If you use that mouth to give a loud shout unto the Lord, anything you say with that mouth will come to pass. God bless you. God bless you. Shake hands with somebody by your side. Tell the person anything you like and sit down. Tell them anything you like. Anything you like and sit down. So welcome everybody again to our covenant vigil. Nobody makes a sacrifice for your spiritual progress and remains the same. Because you have sacrificed your sleep to be here for the purpose of prayer, your spiritual level will never remain the same. Whatever you are believing God for, this night you will get it. Amen. God will do something that everybody around you will know that you did not kill the night in vain. Amen. Okay, for the few moments before we pray, because we must pray. This is a praying season for us. We receive so many calls from our online members. Some of them have questions. For some time we have not taken questions they want to ask, but we can't take for too long today. Maybe another 1 hour. Do you have any question to ask? Okay, because of time, let me hear you. What's your question?
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
Sir, my question is, how
are you afraid of the microphone?
No. How would I know that I have the Holy Ghost? What are the signs? Because I've been praying for the Holy Ghost.
I don't know how. When you see a mango tree, can you identify it?
Sir?
If you see a mango tree.
Yes, yes, sir.
Can you see the mango tree and identify it as a mango tree?
Yes, sir.
How will you know it is a mango tree? Answer me.
The fruit it produces.
There is the fruit of the Spirit that confirms you have the Holy Spirit. By their fruits, ye shall know them. Thank you. Next person.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you.
My question is strictly on marriage, sir.
Are you married?
No, sir.
Okay.
I want to know if it is scriptural for a woman pastor to join a man and a woman.
She should not even be a pastor. So what?
That is one of
she's not permitted by the Bible to be a pastor, therefore she cannot perform pastoral duties. God bless you.
Okay, sir. My second question is still on marriage. According to the Bible, it is biblical that the man is the head of the wife. That means the man must be older than the wife. I'm confused nowadays. They say that they will say the Spirit of the Lord join two people together. You find out the woman is older than the man. So I don't know. I'm confused.
No, you are getting it wrong. Headship there is not about age, it's about authority. You have authority over the man, and it is not because I am older than anybody here, that's why I am the pastor. Okay, I have headship is about authority, not age. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sister.
Church president. My question is that, can a pastor that have a wife, if the pastor died, can the wife be the pastor in the church?
In a family business. Not the Church of Jesus Christ. I say a woman, according to the Bible, cannot pastor a church. So you are looking at these family businesses they call church, where husband and wife own a ministry. So the wife is the assistant. So if she's the assistant, if the man dies, she takes over and it's natural. But that is not the Church of Jesus Christ. It's contrary to the Bible. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Shalom, sir.
God bless you.
Sir, my question is concerning the white throne judgment. Last two Sundays, you told us that every person, every human being that come across through this earth will pass through that white throne judgment.
You didn't hear me. Ask your question first.
That my question is, What about those that are saved by grace? Will they also pass through
saved
that?
By.
Saved by? Those that are saved from the foundation of the world. Will they too pass through that? Will they come to that white throne?
I'm putting me wrongly. I didn't say everybody will pass through the white throne judgment. There are two resurrections in the Bible. The first resurrection and the second resurrection. The first resurrection, Revelation chapter 20. Can we open it? From verse 4.
And I saw a throne. And they...
You are not even reading it correctly. Where you see a there?
And I saw thrones.
I will read. Will I say, you didn't even hear me well. No wonder you didn't read that well. And I saw thrones. And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. The next verse. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So, the first resurrection, they are those that will reign with Christ, as we see them in verse 4. They are those that Christ will come for the rapture we are expecting now. Anybody who does not resurrect now remains in the grave till the 1,000 years reign of Christ together with us on earth here is fulfilled. Then the second resurrection takes place. That is the white throne judgment. The white throne judgment there. Can we read it from verse 7? Revelation chapter 20. And when the 1,000 years were expired, this is the order, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Let's read it down. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. The number of them is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saint about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw, this is where we are going now, a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Praise the Lord. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Praise the Lord. So that is the white throne judgment. Anybody who does not come out in the first resurrection, the white throne judgment is for you to see the reason why you'll be thrown in the lake of fire. May you not be part of it in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen.
God bless you.
My second question is on Judas.
Yes.
You said that Judas will make heaven. Now, because you said it's a part of God's agenda. For, you know, I mean, without Judas, Christ would not have been sacrificed, something like that. Now, my question is, what about devil? Because it's also part of God's plan. Without devil, God will not be able to exercise his attributes. God's attributes, like qualities, will not be exercised. So devil will still be saved.
But listen, people have tried to make a big issue of my comment concerning Judas. I did not take the salvation of Judas as a topic. I was teaching on eternal security, and I was teaching on God's mercy. And I looked at the worst case is the case of Judas, that even as bad as what Judas did, his name is in the book of life. I said the mercy of God touched him. You want to compare him with Satan? Did Satan repent? But Judas repented. That is the difference between serpent seed and the children of God. Did Cain repent? So, but Judas repented. And Jesus, before he died, said, "Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Was that prayer also, did it cover Judas? It did. Judas did not know that Jesus will die that way. He regretted it so much until he did not find himself worthy to live and kill himself. He confessed that he has betrayed an innocent man. Serpents will never ask. Arm robber, they get excited when they kill you. Nothing like that. So I said, that is, I am using it to tell you that no matter how bad your condition is, if you repent, God will have mercy on you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. I want to ask if, Praise the Lord. I want to ask, do the foolish virgin has Holy Ghost?
The foolish virgins. Yes, that's why they are virgins.
Please.
That's why they are virgins. They have the Holy Ghost.
Is there any scripture to back it up, sir?
Okay, let's go there now. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Let's read from verse 1. Then, see, sister, who? What's your name? Sarah. Then, that is future, making reference to a particular time in future. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps. What is the lamp there? What is the lamp?
The word of God.
The word of God. They took their lamps and took no oil with them. Go ahead. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Okay? While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." So we are, okay. Now the emphasis there is that they did not, they all had the lamb. But the problem there was that they did not have enough oil. And that's why their lamps went out.
According to this scripture, what is the oil?
It's the Holy Ghost.
Since they don't have, that means they didn't have the Holy Ghost.
What makes you a virgin?
You're a virgin.
Is that you are uncontaminated. And only the Holy Ghost can keep you a virgin. So the only thing there is that they did not have enough. And it's not just the Holy Ghost, we're talking about revelation. The Spirit that gives revelation. That's why they were foolish. Now, take note that it is God that gives the Spirit. But it is your effort to keep it and let it be useful to you. That you did not get it to be useful to you makes you foolish. But at the other one, they were wise enough to have enough oil. It's a revelation. And then we see them among the categories in Revelation 20 verse 4. We see them also sitting on thrones. That means they resurrected. But you will notice that they paid with their own blood. They went through the tribulation. They do not go in the rapture with us. They come later. They did not go in the rapture with us. They passed through the tribulation. And this is the foolish virgin. Matthew chapter 22. It's a whole story. Maybe we'll start reading it from verse 1. And Jesus said, I spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. What's that city? What's that city? Answer me with microphone, please. What is the city that he sent the army to destroy? Their city. Which city was that? Talk to microphone.
The earth.
Which earth? The earth is there.
As in
Jerusalem. Jerusalem. That parable was fulfilled in AD 70. Okay? But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. One city, not cities. The next verse, then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which we are bidding, we are not worthy. That is the Jews. Go ye therefore into the highways to the Gentiles now. And as many as you find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there, this is where I am going. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him where? Into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That outer darkness is the tribulation period. So that man that had not on the wedding garment is the foolish virgin. He was for the marriage, but he did not have the wedding garments. So he's thrown out into the tribulation period, to go through the tribulation period, and there will be weeping and gnashing because he will regret it. That means he had a measure of righteousness in him.
And so what measure of righteousness will make us to go on rapture? What measure of Holy Ghost will make us to go on rapture and somewhere?
The measure of the Holy Ghost that will lead you to all truth. Thank you. That sister is studying. She's studying, yes?
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
That is, please, I want you to elect me concerning fasting. Yesterday, sir. They were telling me this night that if I'm fasting, I can be able to take water, which means this is my first time I'm experiencing that one, sir.
This is your first time of hearing fasting, you can drink water.
Yes, sir.
Which fasting says, where is it written that you should not drink water when you are fasting?
That's my former church. This is my new church now. My former, that is a denomination when I'm not normally first.
Talk to microphone, we don't hear you.
The denomination when I'm attending before, once in a while, we normally fast once in a while.
You cannot talk to the microphone.
We normally fast once in a while. And if we fast, starting from 6, we can be able to take anything again till.
You are asking the question as if we are breaking a scripture. That's why I ask you, is there any commandment in the Bible?
No. That they are just going to elect me, sir.
Whenever you want to fast, you determine how you want to fast. This one now, we have determined to fast for 21 days, and then we decided that we should drink water. And why are you questioning it? Are we your denomination?
We
say you can drink water. That's how we want to fast.
Thank you, Daddy, sir.
If it's mountain of fire, it's no water, no food, no drink. In fact, don't even breathe. Thank you.